small town in Kansas is working to take charge of its green energy future. I'm Tom Shine, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCowan Gordon Construction, Fidelity Bank, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Coming up, we spend some time with a guy everyone on the bus calls the Cowboy.
There'll never be another cowboy like me. I'm a legend, like George Jones said. Who's going to fill these shoes?
But first, rural Kansas might not be the place you'd expect to find an electric car. But the town of Winfield, population 12,000, about 45 minutes southeast of Wichita, recently unveiled its first public charging station right in the heart of downtown. It's the latest step in the city's effort to become more energy independent and keep itself on the map. KMUW's Nadia Foe traveled to Winfield in her Prius and has more.
So, like I said, the key just has to be near it, and so it's going to be really, really quiet when it starts. So that's our start button. And now it's started. It's started.
How do you know?
It's on.
Winfield Mayor Phil Jarvis is driving an electric car for the first time, with a little help from Brooke Carroll.
Well, there you go.
Oh, my gosh. Boy, that does have some pickup. Wow.
Carroll is with the Kansas Power Pool, a community-owned utility agency that now counts 24 cities as members. She's in Winfield today to show off the bright blue Nissan Leaf, which gets about 200 miles on a full charge, give or take, that the KPP purchased to loan to member cities.
We offer it to our city leaders to, you know, take it for a week or whatever and show it off and raise awareness about electric vehicles. You know, it's bright, it's funny looking, so, you know, and I'm sure people drove by this and thought, what's that thing?
Electric cars might not be a common sight in Winfield yet, but the city knows that will inevitably change.
We're going to see the electrification of vehicles across the country.
Taggart Wall is the city manager.
How do we stay on the leading edge of that and learn as the industry grows rather than trying to be retroactive and catch up?
Winfield has provided public power for more than a century, and Wall says the city is always looking at new ways to evolve, like installing the first solar array last winter at the city power plant. A quarter of the Kansas Power Pool's energy supply is renewables. Late last year, Winfield began offering a $1,500 rebate to anyone who installed an electric charger in their home, and it recently unveiled the first public electric charging station, situated right in front of Shindig's Bar and Grill downtown. The mayor says it's a destination location.
A lot of people will drive here from Wichita or other places to eat at Shindig's, so we thought, well, we would try here. It's on a major highway going through town, just to see how much it's used. We really don't know at this point.
You know, some of the city, small rural county or cities might say it's not important for us to install EV charger. Nobody's going to do that. But it puts you on a map, and there's going to be people that pick your town out to come and charge, and that's revenue for the city.
Winfield is eyeing the William Newton Hospital as a location for another charger. The city isn't part of a network of charging stations yet. It's a little out of the way compared to a place like Wichita that sits at the intersection of two major highways. But Wall says that's all the more reason for Winfield to adopt the technology now.
The charging stations are so new across the country, really. It is these types of efforts that have to help it come to rural America. Sometimes we have to help ourselves.
That was Nadia Foe in Winfield. Ronald Fleming is a regular on Wichita Transit, though most riders don't know him by that name. On this month's En Route, KMUW's Beth Golay talks to the gravelly voice man who calls himself the Cowboy.
Hell yeah, there'll never be another cowboy like me. I'm a legend, like George Jones said. Who's going to fill these shoes? One of a kind.
That's the Cowboy.
627 girlfriends and a fiance. I only need one, and I found her.
I met him when I was sitting on a bench at the transit center, and that's where our conversation began.
So what route are you riding today?
26.
Where are you going?
My daughters.
Yeah. So, 4 kids, 10 grandkids.
Uh-huh.
How many girlfriends and one fiancé?
627 girlfriends.
Why do you need so many?
They like to spend my money. They love me. or do they love my money? I was born in Medicine Lodge, Kansas. I went to school and church with Martina McBride.
Yeah, and Sharon, right?
And I had family unions in Pratt. I mean, Wichita, getting ready to move to Winfield. I like small towns. And I was sick 3 days. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and I feel great.
What are your symptoms? Should I be worried?
I don't know. Been in jail 28 times and homeless 38. I'm living in a garage. I'm going to the mission again tonight. Yeah, staying at the rescue mission pretty good. They help you out. They give you socks. They give you jackets. They feed you. The beds are nice. They have heat. And in the garage, it's okay. It's just, you know, no light. A lot of junk in there. I'm going to buy some of it. It's not really junk. Got about a $3,000 couch I'm buying for $150. God is good all the time. And 2 railroad rugs. And get a mansion over the hills. Hee-haw, hee-haw. You want to marry, get you a big fat kid. I respect you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Uh-huh. Waiting for Route 26, I'm Beth Golay.
I like your shoes.
Thank you. They're my best shoes because they're flats and I don't hurt myself.
I wear boots.
Yeah?
But I do a lot of walking.
Yeah?
And they rub up in your... That's an idiot. It was cold. We were stepping out behind the shoulder.
Beth Golay goes en route with transit riders across Wichita. Listen for a new conversation each month. And one last thing. As long as colleges have played sports, they've employed coaches who've behaved miserably. Conduct that would get an English lit professor fired immediately is tolerated in athletics, as if a university's mission and principles end where the playing fields begin. And how much a university indulges an insufferable coach normally is proportionate to how much the coach wins. It remains uncertain what Wichita State men's basketball coach Greg Marshall did or didn't do. But this might be a good time for colleges to reevaluate what they expect from their employees, including those who wear a whistle. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Today's show is produced by Nadia Foe, Stephen Basaha, and Luann Stevens. Horn Anderson composed our theme music. There's more from today's show at our website. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.